angel's invitation, invasion, and importation in my life. Let me go over it again. Angels, invitation, invasion, let me just take it over, and importation in my life. Now, I found something out in the spirit world. If Jesus needed angels to cover his life, what you think about you and I? Turn to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1. And we're going to start at the 18th verse, talking about the birth of Christ. Say, but Pastor, it's not Christmas. Yeah, it is. The birth of Christ. The 18th verse. Now, the birth of Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, she got pregnant without sex, was minded to put her away privately. Verse 20 now. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. Who appeared to him? The angel, saying, Joseph, thy son of David, the angel talking now, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. The angel talking to her. You see that? Uh-huh. You go down to the 24th verse, then Joseph being raised from sleep did as the angel, circle that angel, circle it, I got it circled in my Bible, of the Lord had bidden him and took unto him his wife. So the angel was involved in Jesus' birth. And the same type of power is available to me today. Just like that power was there for a supernatural virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, if God give me the same abilities or the same opportunity to have angels, I want it. Wait a minute, hold on. I went on. Go down to the second chapter of Matthew and the 13th verse. And when they were departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the child, protection, and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. Could it be some words that God have sent to you by angel? You didn't hear it? You wasn't expecting it? Could it be this morning you are being built to be able to hear that word the next time it's come? Angels are special agents with special words from God for the supernatural to be open in your life. Could it be because of not knowing about angels, we have had a lot of supernatural blockage? Y'all ain't hearing me. Could it be from this morning, as you listen, the Holy Spirit is about to open a whole lot of supernatural doors by angel. Could it be the locks going to be taken off of your prayer? Locks that only angels could take off. By revelation, by insight. So he said in the 13th verse, and when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the child to destroy him. Could it be some things in your life that because you didn't know about angels, went through some stuff you didn't have to go through? But could it be this morning, as you're hearing about it, something the devil has planned to bring against you, you're going to know about it before you get there? Because you're opening yourself to hear the voice and to experience the ministry of angels. Angels are still ministering. Turn to Hebrews 1:14. I want y'all to keep marking it. Keep marking it. They're still ministering. Angels are still on the move. When God was comparing angels to Jesus to make sure we saw them different, it's sort of like how important angels are. In that first chapter of Hebrews, he's making a discretion between what an angel and Jesus. The angel couldn't take Jesus' place, and Jesus couldn't take the angel's place. But I thought about it. If God compare an angel to Jesus, if God had to let you know the difference between them, an angel must be mighty powerful. Huh? Now look what it said in the 14th verse. Read it out loud, everybody. Now all I want to ask up in here this morning, how many heirs of salvation is up in here? Now let me ask another question. Don't raise your hand. How many times have you permitted your angel to minister for you? If you didn't know, you never did it. But this morning, God has opened a new plan in the spirit for you. That you have expectation for these supernatural beings to function on your behalf, called angel. You got to give them an invitation. You got to have a revelation. Did not he say, what he call them? Sent for what? Ministering spirit. Now, we got an angel with little wings on, got him on the back of cards and stuff like that, you know. Oh, yeah, I've been through that, too. That's what we have. We've had angels in a psychological idea, not a revelation, that this is a power that God has sent to help me live above this world. Now, I'm hearing the word. I'm hearing the word. I'm hearing the word improvement. There are about to be spiritual improvement in your life if you're listening. Because angels have the power to slap your senses out the way. And angels are supernatural. Say angel. are supernatural. And they're almost unreal in the church because it's a large portion of the spirit world. Listen to me. It's a large portion of the spirit world in your life has been left out because angels been sort of a fantasy. Fictitious. They're not real being. I mean, we've been stupid enough to think I don't need no angel. But if Jesus needed, see, we have tried to put the Holy Spirit in angel places. Yeah. Let me say that again. Talk to me. We have tried to put the Holy Spirit in angel places, but you're going to have to open the angel door. Wow. Let me see. I'm going to get y'all to say something because y'all sitting here. I must open the angel door in my life. Say that.
I must open the angel door in my life.
You never said that before, did you? You come on, talk to me. You never said, I'm going to open the angel door right now. Let's say it.
I'm opening
the angel door.
Angel door.
On my life. Right now.
Right.
Woo! You watch now, that door open now. You watch, that door open. You watch how easy your prayer going to be now. And how super your faith going to be. Those angels, the angels are going to take your faith and make it super. Because there are large portion, listen up again, there are large portion of the spirit world that been left out. Angels will tell you where to trap it. I believe, my brothers and sisters, you're listening online? I believe some traps about to be tripped that Satan had set up for you in life. But the angels are going to trip those traps because you have opened the door. When you got saved, I'm talking to you now, how long it took you to find out about the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Some of y'all know that you still haven't found out. When you come to the revelation of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, did it make you stronger?
Yes, sir.
Y'all ain't talking up, y'all. Y'all must be not praying in tongues privately. I know when I found out about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I was a Bible student. I was feet on the Word of God. But when I found out about the Holy Ghost and started praying in tongues, ooh, my spirit level went higher. My spirit depth went deeper. But you got to pray now. Privately. In the Holy Ghost. But I don't know how many years before I got saved before I found out about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I found out that I was missing, listen, a large portion of my spiritual life. Listen, I ain't preaching no feeling this morning. I'm preaching the faith. I don't care how you feel. You can sit up here and don't say nothing. Just sit up here. I don't care. I'm here to put something in your life. I ain't here to get you excited and you jump around and leave here and then get your tail whooped next week. No, I want you to be in power. I want you to know another door being opened in your life. So I don't have to have your feeling this morning. You're being made stronger. I got baptized the Holy Ghost. It changed my life, changed my ministry, changed everything. I mean, it's changed. So it's the same thing here now. God is revealing another portion of his spirit world that the church know very little about. 9 out of 10 Christians don't know nothing about angels. Think about how much they miss. Think about how much you're going to receive this morning. Because all I can do is say one, you think a little bit about one thing I say, you're going to get some more power. Look in Matthew's 2:19. But when Herod was dead, before an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child life." All I'm trying to do is see you how much, how much, how can I say this, Lord? Can I make a word up? How much an angel is your divine escort? There are some things that would happen in your life, but after the day, they're not going to happen. See, that angel kept talking to Joseph, telling him what the enemy was. Telling him when to go and not to go. An angel will cancel your vacation. Y'all listening? There are some trouble you've been through. You're never going to have to go through it no more. You're not going to have, you're not going to only have the Holy Spirit, but you're going to have those ministering spirits working on your behalf. He kept, Joseph was Jesus' earthly father. And he kept telling him how to get out of trouble. Don't go here. I want you to go here. I need that. I've been to some places I shouldn't have went. I ain't talking about no sin either. I'm just, I just shouldn't have been there. There is, thus saith the Lord, there is a divine protection being placed on your life this morning. You heard that? You heard that? There's a divine protection. Satan had something set up to mess you up, but you're not going to walk in it because you hear and thus said the Lord, I got somebody to stop me from being in that place where Satan's waiting for me. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, we're talking about divine protection. Satan been bringing us through a lot of stuff that we were not supposed to go through, but because we wasn't properly taught by the angel, we went through it. But that day is over. Faith come by you. Whether you know it or not, you hearing something supernatural. And there's a lot of supernatural things about to start happening in your life. Those angels made a lot of things happen in the world that would not have happened. Not in your world. An angel invasion, I decode and declare, starts in your life right now. Supernatural direction, supernatural protection, supernatural provision, supernatural power covering you. Just like you found out about the Holy Spirit was part of the spiritual dimension, now you're finding out that God has angels as a part of his spiritual dimension.
Yes, sir.
The church left him out. The angels are invading Darrow this morning. And you under the sound of my voice, wherever you are, New York, Chicago, wherever you are, there's an invasion in that spot where you are. They're real. They here to back me up. You don't have no idea how precious this moment is in your life this morning. I heard the word, I bet you I'm going to get your attention now. I heard the word provision. Supernatural provision that had been hidden from you or about to manifest. Do you hear me? Packages that have been held back from you, you're going to receive them now. No demon big enough to stop your angel. You go on and on. Sit down. You go on and on. Look, come on, son. You go on and on. Go in the third chapter of Matthew. If Jesus, I received some. If Jesus needed angels in his ministry to provide for Jesus. Oh! To protect Jesus. If Jesus needs angels in his ministry for provision and for protection, what about you and I? Everybody say angel.
Angel.
Say it again.
Angel.
Say it again.
Angel.
All I'm trying to do is get in your spirit that this is not just a regular message. That it's a new invitation being given you to walk in a deeper and higher level of the spirit. I ain't thinking about nothing but your little voices, you know. See, some of our little voices keep us from going further. Because we know, you know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Yeah, I know that. I know you know that. I know it too. But your spirit, the Holy Spirit, gonna recall this angel revelation. The Holy Spirit knows there is a spiritual invasion that cannot take place without an angel.
Wow.
That's why this morning he wants you to hear. That you will have dreams and angels will be present. All right, I'll get you right now. What I'm about to say now, I heard the Spirit. You about to take some of your stuff back.
Yes.
Stuff that have been hidden and stolen going to have to be returned as you walk in the invasion of angels. If you had not heard about angels, there are some places you would not never receive. Ambushment that Satan had on your life will not prevail no more. Just like the angel protected Jesus, the angel gonna protect Leroy. call your own name. But the day I put my life under angel, come on, talk with me, under angel protection, I loose the angel over my body, over my family, over my finances, over my business. I loose angel over my home, over my children, over my grandchildren. Word of life, we're going to have an angel invasion. Y'all gonna be so blessed you ain't gonna know what to do with yourself. This is an apartment held back from us. But the Holy Ghost wants us to know, I got help. Listen to me. Listen to what I'm hearing here. Oh, the Holy Ghost is the helper, right? The Holy Ghost will tell you an angel his helper. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. The Holy Ghost is our helper. The Holy Ghost said God provided angels to be his helper. So whatever the helper, the Holy Ghost tell you, he got the angel to help the helper. Somebody ready to shout? You ready to shout? Your prayer is about to be answered more rapidly. Your confession about to be answered more rapidly. Your words takes on new power this morning. Because you have the Holy Ghost and millions of angels, supernatural beings, going up and down a ladder that goes straight to heaven. You getting on that ladder this morning. Mm-hmm. Shut down. Hallelujah. I'll show you again, then I'm going to give you some points. We're going to go. Yeah! Look in Matthew 4, 6. Because I got an angel circle there where I saw it when the Lord was talking to me. And he said to him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. That's Satan tempting, trying to tempt Jesus. And he said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written. Look what Satan know. Yeah. You mean to me Satan know something about me that I don't know myself? Satan know about a blessing that I supposed to have that I don't know. Look what he said to Jesus. He said to him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written. Come on, who with me? He shall give his angels charge concerning thee. Not only Jesus. That charge is over you. Raise your hand and say, I'll take it. Person didn't raise their hand next to you, slap them. One more time. Raise your hand and say, I take that charge of angels over my life. You took it? When an angel got you covered, baby, Talk to me, girl. When an angel got you covered, you covered, baby. Is it possible that Satan, even though you're a holy person, even though you love God, even though you're praying, even though you're meditating the word, is it possible that Satan slipped in on you because you didn't have the revelation that you were covered by angels? But oh God, after this morning, no more slipping, no more creeping, because I know that I got an angel charge over me. He's over my house. He's over my car. I'm never alone. Heaven Insurance Company just hit my life. I'm fully covered. Tell somebody I'm fully covered. Tell somebody else I'm fully covered. Tell somebody else I'm fully covered. Now I'm about to cuss. How in the hell you can sit down when I'm saying something like this? How in the hell you still in your seat? How you still sitting down, girl? You fully covered. The man of God is telling you something that you need in your life, that Satan's going to try to do something to you, but you're going to be protected because you're fully covered. Don't let nobody stand up in your place. Don't let nobody praise God in your place. Tell that body don't want to get up. Get your tail up. Don't let your body rule you. You rule your body. You have some divine insurance over your life that you never had before. You understand that God got somebody to watch over me. That God got supernaturalness, supernatural beings watching over me, protecting me. The rain falling and the sun shining, but it can't hit me. Don't let that physical body control you. That body, God, the Spirit of God moving, and that physical body say, I'm going to just sit and everybody else stand up. See, I don't care if you don't like me. Sometimes I don't like you. But I'm trying to get you somewhere. Yes. And I can't get you there saying preference word to you, word that please you. I got to say what thus saith the Lord. There's some things in our flesh need to be shook up. There's some things in our senses need to be shook up. You understand? You understand? I'll say to you what the policeman not going to say to you. I'll say to you what the doctor not going to say to you. Because I'm called of God to bring heaven to earth. To love you and to change you and to make you strong. To make you know you can stand by yourself. You don't have to have 14 people standing with you. Stand up by yourself. You got enough revelation. You got enough understanding. You can stand by yourself. You powerful enough. You can't be no church member. I'm a member of the body. I'm a member of Christ. Jesus lived. Say it. Jesus. Come on, say it. Jesus lives on the inside of me. You see what I'm saying? I look at my lawyer son back there. You don't want no lawyer to go up in the court and don't know what to say. The other lawyer just tearing you up, and your lawyer with his stupid self don't know what to say. Don't hire no stupid lawyer. I'm keeping you out of jail. I'm keeping you from Satan locking your life up. You're going to have some joy. You're going to have some peace. You're going to have some wisdom. You're going to have some understanding. And you're going to have some money. I know they don't want me to say that. I know they don't, organized religion don't want me to say that. Yeah, and you're going to have some wealth, prosperity, increase, joy, peace, long life, happiness. Somebody run. Somebody run. Somebody run for me. I can't run. I got to stay up here and preach. But somebody run for me a little bit. Somebody scream for me. The angels are in the house. 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 Online, shout, praise them, give him glory. My life is in another position. Some of y'all deadhead run. Some of y'all deadhead run. Some of y'all deadhead run and never ran before. Trot, slip, slide, move. I got angels coming my life now. Say it. I got angels coming my house right now. I got angels coming my children. I got angels coming my health. I got angels coming my finances. I got angels coming my longevity. Somebody, I'm not planning on losing another battle. How can I have the Holy Ghost? How can I have angels and lose? How can I have Jesus, the Holy Ghost, and angels and lose? How can I have the Word of God, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, angels, a born again spirit, and lose? Would you please say something? Would you please open your mouth and say something? Don't stand up in here and don't say nothing. Say hallelujah. Glory to God. Say something. Don't stand here and don't say nothing. Stop contaminating this atmosphere. Stop contaminating this atmosphere. Say something. Don't set up here with your physical self. Don't let your senses rule you in here. The Spirit of God is trying to get something over. I'll tell you right now, you're going to shout now. There's a battle you've been fighting, you just won. There's a battle. There's a battle you've been fighting, you just won. I said there's a battle. You've been fighting, you just won. I don't care if it's sickness, I don't care if it's disease, I don't care if it's marriage problem, I don't care if it's a money problem, but there's a battle you've been fighting, You just won. Shout about it. Shout like you believe it. Shout like you believe it. You don't believe it? I heard these two words. You out. Tell somebody, I'm out. Now, you ain't told nobody you're still in. You know that, right? Huh? I said, tell somebody I'm out. But if you didn't tell nobody, this anointing is not going to work for you. So you better try to find you somebody and tell them, I'm out. Some of y'all quieter than others, but make some kind of move. Just say something. I know some of y'all not loud as the other one, but just make some kind of move up in here this morning. Preaching too much good stuff in y'all for y'all to be still. I probably just said, Sam, look at me. I'll be able to look at me. What's up? Nine is up. When I said run, a pan hit his leg. When I said run, a pan hit his leg. And he said, well, I ain't gonna run. Then he took off and run, pan left. I see something else. I see he walking different. He was dragging. I did? But I watched him this morning. You know what? He got insight that his days are not over. Don't let the world tell you when your days are over. Only the Holy Ghost can tell you when your day is over. All of us fighting for 120. When one die earlier than that, just keep fighting. Don't be up here thinking you're dying. You ain't dying. Shut up. Ain't time to die now. Shut up. I'm going to read one verse. Quiet. Come on up here because I'm going to quit. I'm going to read one more. Oh, I feel good. Y'all come up here singing on soul song. All this preaching I've done. You know, 26 people joined church last Sunday. 26 people joined church last Sunday. There were 23 online. All over the world. I don't know who they are. All over the world. God give me permission to do that. Yeah, I'm going to say it. I wear a rare anointing. I had a preacher, pastor, talking to me. He says, how you love God like that? How every time I come to you, you're in the presence of God. What do you do? I'm just hungry, man. And my family, they can tell you. You're not getting no 40 cents gospel here. Don't you think this type, you feel this atmosphere? Huh? That's the Holy Ghost. That's what you heard me saying? You've been with me a long time. That's the Holy Ghost up in here. You being baptized. Fresh and anew. Water being poured on you from heaven, fresh and anew. You hear me, young man? I feel his presence, man. Be healed. Be whole. Be blessed. Be comforted. Be aware that you're not alone. Just think about members who are not here. Just think about what they're missing. I mean, we might never get back to this morning. This is a special morning. Something happening. This is a Holy Ghost trap. Your mind being overpowered. Your senses know they can't rule you no more. You got this being going home with you. A being can fly on top of your car. And you don't know he's there, but he's right there. But now you know he's there. I hear the word invasion. Your life is about to be invaded with blessings. What he said? You heard what he said? I'm talking about him. Your life is about to be invaded with blessings. You heard what he said? You ain't just listening to me, are you? I'm hearing what he's saying. I'm repeating it. He's the blessing invader. Now, most of your cousins is not going to know what we're talking about yet this morning. Or your cousin been to church, but they didn't come back home with no angels. And I'm not putting them down. I'm just telling you the importance of what God is saying to us here this morning. Angel invasion. First, you got to give them an invitation. You're inviting angels, right? Then the invasion comes. Then the importation comes. Three levels. Invitation, invasion, importation. What does that mean? That means that your prayers are not going to be the same. You're going to pray more powerful. That means you're reading the word, meditating the word, not going to be the same. You're going to read and meditate more powerful. That means your confession is not going to be at the same level. You're going to confess at a higher level. That means that some worries and fear you had, but you're not going to have them anymore. That means some loneliness. That you've had, but you're not going to have it anymore because you could be in the house physically by yourself and know you're not by yourself. You got a lover in your house at all times. Never by yourself. I didn't get far. Let me read this one last one first. You got your Bible? Get your Bible. Let me read that last one. Because I want you to see. You go. Every time I read it, I want you to circle the word angel. We circle the word angel. It was angel in Matthew 1:20. It was angel in Matthew 1:24. It was angel in Matthew 2:13. It was angel in Matthew 2:19. Just read it and see what was taking place. And here we got angel in Matthew 4:6. And said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge. See, the devil know. The devil know that you got angels assigned to you. But he don't want you to know. He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hand. What? Listen to this. I mean the sixth verse of the fourth chapter. And in their hand, who hand? Angel's hand. They shall what? Let's what? Oh, your storm kicking days are over. And then one more, the 11th verse. Circle angels. Circle it. Ain't going to hurt that Bible. Circle it. When you read it again, you're going to see the man. 11th verse says, then the devil leaveth him, and behold, why? Angels. Are not they all ministering spirit? Huh? I decree and declare the angels are ministering to you right now. You gonna let them? Huh? You gonna let the angel minister to you? Absolutely. Absolutely. You gonna hear things you never heard before? You're going to see things you've never seen before. I'm going to go down here. You're going to feel things you never felt before. You're going to find things you never found before. Tell somebody, he's preaching to me. Say, I don't know about you, but he's preaching to me. Let me read this right quick. What is the real assignment of angels to believers? Hebrews 1:14. Just write it down. What is the real assignment of angels to believers? Hebrews 1:14. Angels have a ladder connection to heaven. Genesis 28:12-13. Angels can bring supernatural deliverance on the scene in your life. Angels can bring supernatural deliverance on the scene in your life. 2 Kings. Chapter 6, verse 13-17. I might go back over them later. Angels shut down Satan's plan. Angels shut down Satan's plan. Acts 27:23-25. Now think about all the extra help you are walking in right now today by receiving revelation of the personal angel that are assigned to your life and ministry. Surrounded by supernatural forces from heaven at all times, ready to manifest God's will on earth through me and for me. Surrounded by supernatural force called angels. Angels, yeah, my policeman not here today. I got any policeman here today? Angels are divine policemen to carry out the will of God in the Israel. So you always got a divine police with you. Unfolding the mysteries of angels. Angels' proclamation angels' protection, angels' power. There are many victories you don't have in your life because you didn't know how to activate your angel. That means some things about to come to you. Are you listening to me? Your time has come to be an angel activator. Come, I'm closing. But I got stacks and stacks. Angels have an assignment for you that only you can activate. Opening divine assistance that can't be defeated. Angel, you're opening divine assistance that can't be defeated. There are some battles you must release your angel. Or are you going in the battle? Say, angel, I release you. Take care of that for me. Say it, angel.
Angel,
I release you.
I release.
Take care of that for me.
Take care of that.
Oh, you going to remember that?
Yes, sir.
After you get through crying and praying, get up and say something. Angel, I release you. Take care of that for me. Now, y'all going to be special people in the world, you know. Huh? Online, y'all listen to me? Oh, this special, man. Y'all know how to say, angel, I release you. Take care of that for me. Now, actually, religious person will think you crazy. Because you only can do this by revelation. So then faith come by hearing by the word of God. If you never heard it, you'll never use it. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Without angels' wisdom releasing in our life, we have been living below our means. So it means up in your head this morning, out of all the people in the world, you've been promoted. You know why? Listen to what I heard the Holy Spirit say. You are aware of a divine secret that Satan did not want the church to know. He didn't want you to know. You can talk to angels. You're designed to be an angel activator. And you tell one to go, 1,000 might go. There's so many of them, and so many of them don't have nothing to do. So if you come along and know what your right is, you say, see, I'm going too, man. I'm looking for somebody to help. I got so many Christians never called on me. See, what I'm trying to close. But what the problem is, y'all think this is normal. This is not normal, baby. This is not normal. Let's go travel about 114 churches morning and see if this is in there. I'm not putting nobody down. I'm talking about myself. I didn't know. I preached hours and hours and hours and never preached this. But the apostolic revelation, opening the door to the supernatural, has to come back in the church before Jesus has come. That's a supernatural door open for you. You got the supernatural doors of angels, oh Lord, open over your life right now. I ask you how holy you are, how straight you walking. They're there. They might help you walk straight. Might get you out of that hole. Don't tell me when to quit. That's a problem right now. It got deacons and people running the church when the man of God is supposed to run the church. I've been in church with a deacon, and the deacon raised his hand. What? You better set your tail out. I'll make the motion. Ain't no motion up in here. It's devotion up in here. You're holding the church down to a certain level, to your level.
Yeah.
Let her go. Boy, I got some deacons to drop their coffee cup now. That old reverend out there in Darrow Room. I ain't in Darrow Room all over the world. I love people. I just love what y'all heard this morning. And I know, I watch what I say now. And I know some of y'all picked it up. Whoever picked it up, cut up a little bit. Whoever know their life better off, cut up a little bit. Know that they have not been to Sunday school this morning. Cut off a little bit. You see, you can have preaching with a whole lot of explanation and a whole lot of translations, the Amplified and the NIV and the Mirror and all that, but revelation is different. Not only that, revelation is not the only thing. When what is being preached is in your presence. In other words, you listen to me, young man? You listen to me? See, the preacher should have revelation, manifestation of what he preaching. It's on you, baby. I say it's on you. Life going to be so much better. You in the angel crowd. See, you don't have to see him. Now, I don't know how many times angels have appeared to me. I didn't see him. I didn't know nothing about him. But now I'm looking back over my life, some things happened. It had to be an angel. Now, if you take a good look at your life, some things have happened you can't tell nobody else about it. But it had to be an angel helping you. But now you know. You know how to activate it. Angel, sit here. Let me talk to you a few minutes. I want you to go take care of this for me. Matter of fact, there's no problem in here this morning that has not been dissolved. I don't care how long it's been. I don't care how strong it's been. It's dissolved this morning because you operating in the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost, and ministering spirit.